and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She's the budget babe. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. She knows everything about spring trends. And right here, we're going to find out what are the best things you should be wearing this spring. Diana Barros joining us in the studio this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Woo! All right. I got to talk to you about this.
You seem like all discombobulated over there. Like, usually you're so put together, but somebody comes in to talk about fashion, and look at you. You're just like, you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you're all thrown off.
So I always openly admit to this, Diana, is that I have, like, zero fashion sense. Like, I really don't. I have my friends have to come to my house and dress me before every major event because I don't know what looks good on me. I'm always a hot mess. I'm the girl wearing jeans and a black shirt every single place we go. And so when I go into like Lord and Taylor's and I see that everything has these cutout shoulders, I feel like I look ridiculous in that. But is that what everybody's going to be wearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should always be yourself. That's the thing about fashion. But if you want to try a trend, you want to like break away from the little black t-shirt, you should definitely go for something with a cold shoulder or an open shoulder. And you could just stick to the same colors that you love. Pick one that's black, you know. Pick one that you feel comfortable in. You should never feel uncomfortable in fashion.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me recently. I tried to go out of my comfort zone. I always wear black. And I bought this beautiful, I thought, shirt from Zara's for like $29. Mm-hmm. It was like a ruffle shirt. And it had these, it was white and it had all these black stars on it. I wore it to a family event and everybody made fun of me and called me a pirate. My husband like was relentless about it. And then I showed Raven and he also agreed I look like a pirate.
Hey, here's what I should tell you though, Diana. Let me prefix it by saying this is that her family is full of evil people. Mm-hmm. And they just want to make her feel small and trapped and in her little corner. They tell Anna what she will be the rest of her life. Anna needs to break out. She needs to be her own star.
But is that what people are wearing is shirts
she
with ruffles?
Look like a pirate.
Yeah, you told me I look like a pirate too, Raven. Is it a lot of like blouses with these prints and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely that dramatic statement blouse. It's, you know, the bigger the better. And you should not let your family intimidate you.
No.
If you want to wear that trend, you rock it and mm-hmm. like wear it with confidence. That's what fashion is all about. And it's funny how people do like to, you know, nitpick and criticize like when you try to step out of your comfort zone. But just go for it. But again, do it, you know, what makes you comfortable.
Yeah, we talked about, so that cold shoulder is definitely one of the major trends of the spring. What else can we look forward to, especially in shoes? I know that's always a big thing because I know the wedges have been in for so long. Are we still going to see that?
Yeah, for sure, wedges. And something that's really cool is the block heel. I love these because they're so comfortable. So block heels are really big. They can be a little, you know, chunky, but like I said, they're easy to walk in. You can walk on grass for all your outdoor events this summer. And also the mule. It's kind of like a granny chic look.
Bro, God.
Yeah, it's
What's
like
a mule?
It's just that shoe you just slide onto your foot. It doesn't have the back. Mm-hmm. And these are really big. We saw Gucci is kind of responsible for this trend. So they're comfortable, though, and you can wear them to work like a leather mule or a leather, you know, a strappy mule sandal. Looks really cute with floaty floral dresses. And with, you know, just jeans and that off-the-shoulder blouse that we were talking about earlier.
Mules are so ugly. Now I have to buy a pair.
I'm looking at some fabulous mules right now.
Yeah. Are you into the mule look, Raven?
Well, the nicest one that I see actually is $400, so yeah. Maybe not. I might skip that one.
Well, you know, you say $400 and you Google that, but she's the budget babe here in Connecticut for a reason because mm-hmm. she finds everything on a budget, and we're going to find where you should be shopping for less. That's coming up next on Star 99.9. I like how on your website it calls it hot. Hotties on a budget, because that's exactly what we are. Hotties on a budget, you know?
That's exactly how I describe myself.
Right. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, it's the budget babe, Diana Barros, and she's been talking about what we're going to see this spring amongst trends and things like that. You can get more info at thebudgetbabe.com. We talked about the cold shoulder being the cutouts, which we've been seeing everywhere, and mules as shoes, which kind of alarms me, like the Dr. Scholl's grossness, but I guess like that's what people are into again.
Yeah, it's sort of like a normcore thing. It's like what's ugly is like cool now and hip. So hey, if it's comfortable, wear it, you know. You're on trend. That's
you
what
gotta own it.
Yeah.
You gotta own it. So we did pirate shirt, florals we were talking about here off air with me too.
Florals for men. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I mean it's spring, you know, men wanna get in on the that, you know, fresh, the colors, the fresh prints, and you could do like a little floral tie. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can you see that, Raven?
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work for me.
You're not going to wear your floral shirt?
I talked from my ripped jeans and a thermal over here in the corner today.
You bring up ripped jeans. I swear, I don't think I could find jeans right now that aren't ripped. Everywhere I look, like that's got to be something big, too. Everybody's wearing ripped jeans.
Absolutely. It's so funny how like the trends, you know, come and go. But right now it's like distressed jeans, boyfriend jeans, mom jeans, which, you know, I kind of like, I want to own my mom shape, too. But, yeah, it's those high-waisted pants that, you know, people used to make fun of, and now they're really trendy.
Yeah, I'm into that. last year, when everybody was wearing the crop tops, I was like, oh, come on. Like, this isn't fair. Right. But I could show my shoulders and, like, pull on a pair of mom jeans. I could rock that.
That's the thing with the cold shoulder. Like, everyone's décolletage is beautiful. Everyone's collarbone, your shoulders. That's one of the most feminine parts, you know, of a woman's body. And it's beautiful to show off. So no matter what size, shape, that cold shoulder is beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, your whole thing is about shopping on a budget, which is definitely something I'm on. Where do you shop when you're shopping for things for less?
I am a big Target addict. Like, I love Target. It's my happy place. I just like to get a Starbucks and stroll around. But usually, yeah, I love Target. They have, you know, designer collaborations. They just did one with Victoria Beckham.
Uh-huh.
And you can still find her pieces. It's for kids and moms, for girls and moms. And they also have a collection called Who, What, Where. And this was started by a really popular online fashion website that collaborated with Target. And they have the latest trends. They have the cold shoulder tops. They have beautiful maxi skirts. They have pieces that you can wear to the office and the weekend. So look for that display at Target, Who, What, Where. I highly recommend it.
And I feel like Target is always on the brink of fashion because they're always bringing in these very famous people to do these designer looks for less for them.
Yeah, definitely. They've been always like on the, you know, they've always been setting the trends as far as a big box store that is bringing fashion to the masses.
All right. Well, if you want more info on what everybody's going to be wearing this spring, check her out, Diana Barros. She's called The Budget Babe. And you can check out our website at thebudgetbabe.com. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.